Hello. Thank you for tuning in. You are listening to ByteRadio.me's Bringing Inspiration to Earth show. For network or show information, visit www.byteradio.me or call 843-808-0777. And now, the Bringing Inspiration to Earth show with your host, Robert Sharp. Good day, everyone, and thank you for joining us for this edition of the Bringing Inspiration to Earth show. Today, my very special guest is Dr. Edvige, and her lifelong dream was to be a singer, and she accomplished that with performances at Madison Square Garden and the 1998 Super Bowl. But Dr. Edvige's spiritual journey was equally ascendant, but very different and distinctive from her singing career. It began at an early age of 12 when she was often visited by what she refers to as benevolent beings of light. During that adventure, they took her flying amongst the stars, landing on a bridge, and diving into the depths of the ocean. She discerned that that was her destiny, to be a bridge between heaven and earth. Dr. Edvige discovered that she was gifted by divine source the ability to clear energies that are blocking the flow of someone's higher self from moving fully into one's third dimensional body and consciousness. Her skills enable her to raise a person's vibration and frequency and to activate one's light body by triggering codes deep within that person's DNA. The light body activation that she performs restores a person's individual divine blueprint. The blocks that manifest as physical illness or limiting beliefs keep people separated from achieving their fully realized self. These processes can develop at a very slow pace, like a caterpillar's transformation into a butterfly. Yet Dr. Edvige's work helps her client remove these blockages, but at a much faster rate, generating powerful life-altering results. She holds a doctorate of metaphysical science, is a certified Theta healing practitioner, and also experienced in Reiki and non-touch pranic healing. Her book, You're Not Crazy, Your Awakening, Journey to Discovering Your Soul Purpose, Joy, and Abundant Life, chronicles her own awakening process and provides guidance for those who want to fast-track to higher consciousness without fearing the rapid changes one can experience. You can find out more by visiting her website, which is dredvige.com, and that's dredwige.com. And I do have a direct link to her website in the show page description. So with that, I'd like to welcome Dr. Edvige to the show. Good day.
Good day. Good day indeed. Thank you for having me on.
It is my pleasure, and I'm all ready to help our listeners vibrate higher, at a higher level. So.
Absolutely. So let's set that intention now.
Exactly, yes. Well, you know, you have a fascinating story, but if you wouldn't mind, would you tell us and the listeners a little bit about yourself and what it is that you do?
Beautiful. So, yeah, I am a light body mentor, a light code activator, and, you know, it's a matter of working with one's energy fields and clearing. So I help you to awaken. I help you to awaken the light within and to bring in that higher aspect of self, your light body. And so it's a process. It's a process of getting into that subconscious, right, and clearing those programs. So I share with people there are two ways to awaken. You have that near-death experience. You go into the light, and, wow, you're in the light, and you realize there's something more, and you come back shifted. Or you have to reprogram your subconscious, which is probably where 90% of everyone is, having to get into that subconscious and peel away the layers of lack, of fear, of guilt, of doubt, of shame, of suffering, of, you know, poverty, all of these things that we have taken on lifetime after lifetime after lifetime, and they're now stuck. And I get a lot of people saying they feel stuck. Well, that's what's causing them to feel stuck. And so as we peel away those layers, then you get more into the flow of your divine self. And then we're able to begin to raise your frequency, begin to calibrate and turn on your DNA and light codes. And before you know it, you're sustaining these higher frequencies, and now your light body can move into you. So that's what I do in a nutshell.
Wow. Well, you know, looking at the two ways of doing it, that near death and the reprogramming of the subconscious, one of them seems kind of risky, but both of them seem like...
It's kind of risky. You know, it's so very interesting. So for me, it started literally when I was 12 years old, as you read. I was, as a little girl, always visited by spirits. I could see them 6, 7 years old. I could see them, and it was no big deal. But then when I was 12 years old, in the wee hours of the morning, I felt this presence, you know, intentionally standing at the foot of my bed. And so when I opened my eyes, there was this being of light literally standing there. And it was totally different than ghosts, because ghosts didn't really have any intention. They weren't trying to give me a message or anything like that. But this being was intentionally standing there waiting for my attention. And up out of my bed I went, out my bedroom window, flying in the stars, landed on a bridge, and then dove into the depths of the ocean. And so this being visited with me for 6 years, showing me this, that I was to be this bridge, right, between heaven and earth. And literally as a child, I didn't have a clue what any of it meant. So don't think that, you know, I was all knowing then. You know, I was going for the ride. My mom said, they're here to teach you, go. And so I did, and it was just a beautiful journey. So that's what I did. And it wasn't go ahead. Mm-hmm.
I was going to say, so your mom was, like, open to what it was that you were experiencing?
Oh, absolutely. You know, my mom was also awake, and she meditated every day, and she saw things as well. So, yeah, I was in a household of people who were supportive and didn't say, you know, what's wrong with you? What do you think you're seeing?
right.
So, yeah, there was the support. In fact, I went to all Catholic schools, and my parents said, you're there for the education, not the religion. So there was never this false, you know, pushing false doctrine on me type thing.
Oh, good. Okay. Yeah, because not many children have that kind of a supportive environment. So that's wonderful.
Absolutely.
Now, in this benevolent being, did you ever get any insight as to who or what they were?
Yes. And so I'm sure most of your listeners are familiar with the Council of 12. And so this was a part of that hierarchy of the Council of 12, the overseers of this planet, this universe, right? And so that's who he was. And, of course, as an adult, I was taken to the Council of 12. Very interesting. But, yeah, that's who this being was. Very profound now looking back, isn't it?
Yeah. You know, it is, I mean, in hindsight, I'm sure. Now, you published this book, You're Not Crazy, You're Awakening, and I'm sure many people who are going through the process, you know, do ride that fine line, you know. So can you tell us exactly, you know, I mentioned briefly that it's kind of an account of your awakening, but can you tell us about the, you know, exactly, you know, what you include in the book and what the inspiration was? Why did you want to put it into a book?
Beautiful. Thank you. So, goodness. After this car accident, and I heard you are here to bring them into the light, I started to examine what that meant. And so I started going to workshops, and I found myself at a workshop in Sedona, and this stranger walked up to me and said, are you writing yet? And I said, no, I don't write, right? So months later, I'm at an event at a friend's event here in Vegas, and another person walks up to me and says, they want you to know you're loved. Are you writing yet? And I said, well, thank them for loving me, and no, I don't write. I mean, it was just not my thing, right? And so it took a third time, because three times is a charm, and we know that's a magical number. And so literally, I am introduced to this person, so I'm on the phone with him, and he channels Archangel Michael, and Michael comes in and says, it is within your blueprint you ought to write. And I'm like, well, what am I writing about? And he said, you will know. And that's when all the experiences started. So I'm like, whoa, gotcha. And so all these experiences as an adult of the visitations, the calibrations, being taken off planet, being visited by cosmic beings, dimensional beings, ascended masters, ETs, you name it, they started to show up on a weekly basis. And then all that they were, how they were clearing things and how they were transmuting things. And, you know, even one morning, when I went to open the refrigerator to make breakfast, they said, no more meat. And I heard an outside voice saying that. I'm like, oh, okay. And I became a vegetarian that day. So I share the experiences, but more importantly, I share all the pearls, how to do a past life regression, how to really master having lucid dreams so that you can go into that altered state of awareness and begin to connect. So all of these things that I did in this process of really 6 years of my light body moving into me September of 2012, I put in the book.
Wow. Boy, that's, you know, that's quite a handful for people, you know, but it's, you know, I think that's, you know, those particular topics are what people would find useful, you know, if they're particularly going through, you know, the process. So, do you think that this during this time the quote, you know, the awakening is happening for more people and quicker, and is everybody kind of on track to awaken?
So think about it. You know, it's so very interesting. Remember, you know, and I'll be 54 right in April. So think about those who are 70 that were awakening. Those what were they called? The indigos. You know, like my mom. My mom is 86 years old. I remember my mom every month would get the little green pamphlet from the Rosicrucians, right? So they came forward, and how long did it take them before they really started to get it? And then the next generation, those light bearers came forward. And so each generation has gotten it quicker and quicker and quicker. And so it's like the 100 monkey. Right?
Mm-hmm.
So now we're in a place where more and more people are awakened, and someone like myself, who the beings came in and worked with me, I can now pass that on and work with the person to bring them up to speed and to clear them at a faster rate, as fast as their soul will allow them to move through the process. And so, yes, it seems like each time, you know, the consciousness for the masses is raised and raised and raised, so that because we're in the timeline now, this is the time of the awakening. This is the time of letting go of that stuff and moving into your fifth and higher dimensional consciousness. So many dispensations have been made, and that's what this is all about. So, yes, the choice has already been made. Now it's time for you to, and you made it at a soul level. So you've already agreed.
Mm-hmm.
Those listening to this have already said yes. Now it's time to get deep, to dig deep, to put that big toe in and begin to do the work. Because you already said yes, so you don't have to worry that you're going to be left behind. You have to do the work, because it gets more difficult as we move further and further or closer and closer to that galactic core, to those energies, because they're so high in frequency, they're going to kick butt. And so that's why so many people have all of those interesting symptoms, right?
Mm-hmm.
The faster you can let go of those things, the easier the symptoms will be.
Yeah. You know, and I've heard, you know, people talk about doing the work, you know. So what's involved?
What is the work?
What is the work?
What's the work?
So people out
like,
there, really? Let me know what I'm getting into. Please.
Hello. You're talking about work. It's like, oh, it sounds so hard, awful. You know what? And so let's reframe that, right?
Okay.
Because
mm-hmm.
this is a joyful process of awakening. So the work is about discovery. It's discovering who you are layer by layer. And so this process really is a threefold process. And the first one is all about transmutation. So you've come forth lifetime after lifetime, and you've had your experiences. And these experiences whether you want to call them the chaotic experiences that you've held on to or whatever the experience looks like, these experiences cause the expansion. That's why we're here, to grow and to become masters. And how do you expand but through contract, right? Because we were already divine beings, perfect love, perfect joy, all of these things. But that's such a high frequency and it's instant manifestation that we're like, no, we want to get into the trenches. We really want to feel. And so here we are in this 3D feely world, right? Everything's about our feelings and our emotions. And so, say for an example, in a previous lifetime, you were a little boy, you hit your knee, and your mom told you, little boys don't cry, and you sucked that emotion in. That is an unexpressed emotion. Or in a lifetime, you were this magical healer, and you happened to be alive during the time when they called you a witch, and they burned you at the stake. Whoa, that would be a traumatic experience. So all of these things, all of these emotions, trapped emotions, get stuck in your auric field because that's who you are. That's who you are, energy. And so you go from lifetime to lifetime, and if you haven't resolved those issues in that lifetime, then that energy steps into a new physical form, right? And the physical form is only 1% of who you are, and 99% of you is that energy. So then here you are in a new life, here and now, with all of those unexpressed, unresolved emotions and issues. So the first level then is to clear those issues. And so that's the work. How do I transmute lack? How do I transmute fear because I was persecuted in another lifetime, and now you're telling me you want me to awaken, but I was persecuted. So we have all these subconscious triggers and these subconscious programs that are keeping us back. So we have to deal with them as they come up, because you have mirrors. Someone will say something to you and it triggers a response in you and you react and you're like, well, why did I do that? That's because that's something within you that needs to be addressed, healed, and released. So that's part of the first process, right? Transmuting the lack, the shame, the pain, the suffering, the guilt. Maybe you tortured people in a previous lifetime, because this is all about karma and dharma and balancing it, right? So you have these issues, these things that you have to just face, and we deal with them, we clear them, and move them out the way. And as you're doing that, that in and of itself begins to raise your vibration, because that's 3D vibration and frequency. And we're talking about we have to get to 5 and 6 and higher frequency. So the more of that lower dense stuff that we let go of, the more we begin to vibrate at a higher frequency. So now the second stage is transformation. Wow, and that's a beautiful place to be, because I've cleared a bit. I'm starting to realize that I'm the creator of all of my experiences. So now I'm changing and I'm getting off autopilot. I'm becoming conscious of my thoughts, right? My positive thoughts leading to a positive emotion, leading to a positive result. And then a day if I have a negative thought, that might lead to a negative emotion, leading to a negative result. So I'm becoming a conscious thinker. And in that, now I'm getting off autopilot, and I'm becoming aware that I'm that creator. And as I do that, I'm much more mindful, and I'm starting to not react so much, but I'm beginning to respond accordingly and from that space of love. And now I'm starting to turn on. I see colors when I meditate. I'm beginning to pulse and vibrate and feeling this higher electrical energy. That is who I truly am at my core. And so now as you're living in that way, becoming conscious, right, now you start to, like I said, pulse and vibrate more, and you're beginning to hold those higher energies. And then you're ready to go into the third stage, transfiguration. And at that point, your light body can move into you. And now you begin that process, because your monad, your I am presence, will then begin the dissension into you bit by bit by bit. And now you are a fifth dimensional conscious being.
Wow. Okay. You know, there's, I can see where the work is involved, you know, in the sense that, you know, it really does seems to require a lot of introspection, or basically a lot of examination of what some of those the previous types of blockages and, you know, energy, those kinds of things are in our life. You know, I mean, because, you know, not many people, I don't think, you know, can, you know, go back and to identify, oh, in a previous life, I was a tyrant, you know, or I was told,
mm-hmm.
you know,
mm-hmm.
this kind of thing. So it seems that, you know, like getting to the root cause is
the core.
A lot
Absolutely.
Bigger. Yeah, the core is a lot bigger than simply going back to your childhood.
Absolutely. Yeah, your childhood. You know, the inner child has programs like, you know, your parents gave you up for adoption, so you don't feel worthy, you don't feel loved. Okay, that's something you pick up at childhood. Or they argued around money because, and then you felt like there was never enough, right? So these are things that kids pick up because your subconscious doesn't know the difference between what is real and what's imagined. Your subconscious takes everything in that you hear and see and takes it in as a belief. And so it becomes real. And so it's then dealing with the inner child. You were loved. You have to understand all of these different aspects. And we work through that from the inner child. But then we have to go to the past lives, the off-planet incarnations, right? You may have been an ET in a lifetime, and you were if you're listening here. So you came from another planet, and all of that comes through. And all of that has to be dealt with. And not in a hard way. It's not like you have to beat yourself up. This is about understanding all of this through the eyes of compassion and loving yourself, understanding that this is all leading you to expand, and everything has just been an experience. And so understanding in the higher realms, there's no such thing as duality and polarity. So 3D and 4D, yes, there's good, there's bad, there's right, there's wrong, there's black, there's white. That is just a low vibration, illusional reality that we've taken on. And so we've got to pass all of that and realize that all of that has been just to cause us to expand and to let go of these events, to let go of these things and realize that you are divine. And it was a way of the divine finding self and expressing self through contrast, bringing it back into harmony, and that all is well. And through this all, I must love myself. I must care for myself, for I matter. And through this, find your voice. That's the process. So it doesn't have to be I'm beating myself up and, you know, mm-hmm. I'm hanging things off myself and torturing myself because I was so bad in a lifetime. Nothing like that. It was all just about getting you to this moment of your awakening.
Yeah, you know, now, you know, and I can see where, you know, once one clears that stuff, you know, that it would, it's kind of like releasing baggage, you know, that maybe we've been carrying around. So when one is going through that process, is it, how does it make our current life experience better?
Oh my, and does it? So let me tell you, for me, my light body descended into me September of 2012, and that was magnificent. As I lay there, you know, pulsing and vibrating, that's what happens right in that second stage, pulsing and vibrating every night as I still do, just watching all of the beautiful colors spiraling around me, able to see the colors with my eyes open or closed, and watching as this still point of brilliant white light came closer and closer till I saw that it was the form of a body, beautiful white body, and in it went. It was just like a gaseous energy, and I could feel it sinking up into me. And from that, wow, you really are a conscious creator. From that, you stay in this space of joy, joyful. I'm getting youthful. My future self is in me, and so there is no more past, present, and future. There is the now, and in that, you're healthy, you're in harmony, you're vibrant, you know. You don't sleep much because you're higher frequency and you don't need to sleep. I sleep 3 hours a night and I'm able to focus and function just fine because I'm higher frequency. In fact, last night I just came back from an event in California, and I sat there in a room with 60 people, and I could feel me pulsing and vibrating and transmuting their stuff. I'm like, whoa. In one moment, I had to get up and leave and go outside to ground myself because I was on and I was transmuting it. And a few of the women could see and feel it. And I started speaking the light language to them and worked on a few of them. It was amazing. And so you become that pillar of light wherever you are. The universe is yours. And so you feel the treasures of the universe. Everything begins to be in the flow. And you see, as a child of the Creator, as an extension of sorts, your birthright is peace, is love, is prosperity, is grace, is ease, is brotherhood, is harmony, is, you know, all of these beautiful divine aspects. And that's what you inhale it and you breathe it. And it's in you. And it is who you are at your core. Now, and that's what you express out. So it changes everything.
Wow. You know, I mean, yeah, the idea of operating on 3 hours of sleep sounds wonderful to me, you know, giving me to get my vibration going a little bit here. Well, we're about halfway through the show, Dr. Aviz. I want to go ahead and take a quick break, and I do want to invite anyone listening that if you would like to ask any questions, you can call in at 619-789-4359. And then those of you listening in the chat room, if you have any questions that you would like for me to pose to Dr. Aviz, please feel free to type them in, and we'll get to them right after the break. And then again, right after the break, Dr. Aviz, I'd like to talk a little bit more about the light body, you know,
okay.
And, you know, exactly what that is. Do we all have one? And how do we get lighter? Okay?
Okay.
Okay. Everyone stay tuned. We'll be right back after this very brief break.
Hi, it's Maya at Mind Over Matter in Nyack, New York. I'd just like to take a moment to share with you how amazing I found Robert Sharpe's book, Joy Potential. It kind of found me at a time when I was feeling out of sorts and overwhelmed and I guess derailed by the pressures of my career and my large family and caregiving and ailing husband. I just really felt like my spark was dimming. It was a perfect time for me to pick up Joy Potential. Because as I, just in the first few pages, began to read, I found that my frame of mind wasn't so different from others dealing with challenges and the trials and tribulations of life. I guess my first feeling was that I wasn't alone. And with that, I began to open more to receive the message that Robert gave of light and love and positive thinking. That's what Joy Potential is all about. His thoughts are beautifully written, and everyone, whether you're going through your own personal challenges, should read it. His message was certainly well received from me, and I'm thankful for his insight and his caring and really helping me to get back on track. I think everyone should put Joy Potential on the top of their reading list. Love and light. Thank you.
For more information or to purchase your copy of Joy Potential, visit www.joybook.me. That's joybook.me. Okay, everyone, thank you for staying with us. Again, today my very special guest is Dr. Aviz, and we are talking about her book, You're Not Crazy, You're Awakening, Journey to Discovering Your Soul Purpose, Joy, and Abundant Life. Again, you can find out more about Dr. Aviz by visiting her website, which is www.draviz.com. That's EDWIGE.com. And again, I do have a direct link to her website in the show page description. Okay, so with that, we're back, Dr. Aviz.
Beautiful.
Great, thank you. Well, so yes, let's talk about the light body. You know, you talked about yours coming into you. Let's talk about exactly, you know, what that is. Do we all have one, and do we all want it?
Well, if you understand this idea about ascension, right? Mm-hmm. And mm-hmm. you are into that, and you'd like to end your reincarnation into 3D and move to those higher realms from whence you came, then you probably want one, because it is that multidimensional vehicle that's like the glue holding you together.
Okay, so I want one. Okay, but now, how do I go about getting it? I mean, what's the, you know, you indicated that, you know, yours, I think you said it came into you. So
yes.
Can you talk about that process of it?
Okay, so your light body is an energy body made out of light particles. And basically, it's the grid work, okay? It's the grid work of light and sacred geometry that brings together your physical, your emotional, your mental, and spiritual being. So that's why I call it like the glue. It's and once that's in you, then that God part of you can then move into you. So that's when you become a physical God, right? Because your monad, your I am presence, then can move in once you receive your light body. And so the process really is what I shared about moving through those stages, because it is so high in frequency that you have to be able to sustain it, and only high energy people can sustain it.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So basically it's just a matter of we kind of have
doing
to also
the work.
Yeah, there you go. We're back to doing the work. Okay, and then that's fine, you know, because it's one of those things where, you know, it obviously, in order to, you know, get the results that we desire, we're going to have to do something to make changes, you know, to ourselves and our belief systems and our actions in order to bring it all into being. So that's,
absolutely.
I mean, that's,
it's to remember, you know, it's to know who you are, to know that you're a divine being, to know that all of this 3D stuff is an illusion, that none of it matters, right? You know, something as simple as this. I remember years ago, I had an alkaline water store. And as I pulled up to it one morning, I got a flat tire. Now, how convenient is it to have a flat tire in front of your park and you're in front of your own building? So is that any big deal? No. But I let that little thing back then, I reacted to it, right? So my
mm-hmm.
husband came and changed the tire, and he, you know, he had to travel, so he drove to California. So later on that night, as I'm sleeping, an outside voice says, "Disconnect from an uneven temper." And I just nearly jumped out of bed, and the voice said it again, "Disconnect from an uneven temper." And I said, "Oh, the way I behaved today with the flat tire, I understand." And then they said, "Nothing is to take you outside the space of your heart. Love is all there is." And so in every moment, I challenge you, are you reacting to a situation, or are you in your heart and responding from that space of love? And so as you become the detached observer of everything around you, as you can live and breathe in your heart and respond accordingly from that space of love, then you know you are moving in the right direction.
Yeah, you know, the I understand that, you know, quite well, because, you know, with the over the last 5 years of doing the show, I've talked to, you know, a number of people talking about you know, conscious living, you know, and responding rather than reacting, and, you know, doing that, you know, doing that, you know, as much as I can, you know, I've noticed that there's, I just don't get wrapped up in the drama and all of the angst that some situations would have normally created for me.
Exactly. Exactly. So as you become the detached observer, realizing, is this really my stuff, or is it just, you know, something to observe? And the more you can do that and consciously create and pay attention to your thoughts throughout the day and where they're leading you emotional-wise, right, because then it's going to have a result. Is it something that you want or something you don't want? You're the creator of it. And so really this process then is about understanding that you have to become mindful, move into the now moment. And in every moment, what are you creating? To accept responsibility
mm-hmm.
that you created that, to not blame outside, to not blame God for letting this happen to you, but understanding through your vibration that you brought it to you, right? And as you begin to do that mentally and consciously, and then we do the work to raise your frequency and declare the past life stuff, wow, now you're moving in that direction. And that's the process.
Yeah. You know, you just talked about, you know, creating experiences. And, you know, we talked about kind of being the detached observer. How does emotions play into this? Now, I mean, you know, I when I go through and I make, you know, when I kind of in that role of, you know, detachment, you know, when I kind of looking at situations that happen, it, you know, again, I tend to be more peaceful about it rather than emotional. But then, you know, there are times that it seems to me that emotions are also very important, very critical to this human experience.
So, yeah, emotion, the emotional body definitely is connected to our 3D illusionary reality, right? And that's because, again, where your thoughts will lead you to an emotion, whether you're having positive thoughts leading to a positive emotion or negative thoughts leading to a negative emotion. So your thoughts lead you to an emotion. And in this 3D world, your emotion, that's your guidance system. So am I feeling good about something? Then I'm going to move forward. Am I not feeling good about something? Let me stop. Let me pay attention. And let me make another choice, a better thinking thought, right? And so the emotional body is what really has to be addressed and healed, because that's what's gone, the emotional, the mental, you know, our auric field, our etheric body, all that is what's traveled. That's who we are. And so that comes with us lifetime after lifetime after lifetime. And so we absolutely have to address and clear those emotions. And then as you do the work and you have your light body, you're now less of an emotional being. You have compassion. You don't have the emotional attachment, because that's really just a 3D thing to help you address your karma.
Okay. Okay. All right. Well, that's great. It's good to know that, you know, kind of where the emotions play into you know, into the question. I do have a question from one of our listeners, Dennis, in the chat room, and it says he wanted to get your insight on modalities, the manner in which people use them, as compared just me to direct connect to the source. So, you know, your insight on different modalities that people use. So, yeah, okay, so that makes sense. Okay, what's your opinion on that?
It makes sense to me.
That?
Okay, so, great. So, you know, and I thank you, Dennis. I love that question, because people will say, you know, you read my bio, and you're like, oh, you're a 30-year-old practitioner. I took those classes prior to me turning on. So because I wanted to know, what's the thing about energy? And so I took those classes not to master it and not to go out and all of a sudden I'm doing theta. I never did it on anyone. Or I'm taking Reiki. I never did it on anyone. I just took it so I would understand the principles behind energy. And so let me share with you some experiences that I had. Literally in meditation, all of a sudden I turned on. I could see blue energy coming off my fingertips, and my hand started to heat up, and I was guided that the healing flame of Creator had turned on. I'm like, well, what on earth does that mean? So then I'm teaching a class, you know, and as I am teaching this class, speaking about autopilot and so forth and meditation, I hear a voice say, lay hands on them. And I thought, well, heavens no. I don't even know what that means. And then I heard it again, lay hands on them. And I'm like, no. And then I heard it a third time, lay hands on them. And I said, okay, I'm being guided that I'm supposed to lay hands on you. I don't know exactly what that looks like, but if anyone's interested, stay. Well, no one got up, Robert. No one left. And I'm like, okay, now what do I do? So I just went above everyone's head, and I held my hands about 6 inches above their head, and all of a sudden this energy turned on in me, moved through me, and things started to happen. every single person had a different experience and something happened. Literally, one power animal came in and plucked something off their crown. Another one, this light came in, went down through me, down to their feet, and brought this white light up. So all sorts of different things happened. And then I knew, oh, got you. It's a God-given gift, your gift. And so what I do, even when someone connects with me for a session, I tap into your energy. Spirit source moves in. The beings that work through me are working through me, and things are calibrated and lifted. There is no name for what I do. You feel it energetically. You'll begin to pulse, vibrate, heat. All sorts of things will happen to you. You'll feel the shifts and the clearings. And if your light body's ready, you actually see it come in. I even have a picture on my website of me and my God self, my future light body self. You see me, there's two of me in the picture. And so it's a natural gift. So you don't necessarily need to take any modality, because your gift is your gift that you've had lifetime after lifetime. And it's about just doing the work to clear, so that in that second stage transformation, your gifts are turning on, the guidance will come through, and then you go out and you be of service to humanity. And that's really the process. So if you've never taken a class, it doesn't matter. And if you have taken a class, it doesn't mean that that's what you're going to do just because you have some interest in a particular modality. Allow the God to move through you as it, and that's the divine sweet surrender, right? Because I get a lot of people who say, well, I'm a Reiki master, and there's nothing wrong with that. So why am I not getting clients? Why is this not happening? I went into this modality, and yet I'm not getting clients. Well, think about it. Perhaps that's not what you're supposed to be doing, and you just took it so that you would understand a little bit more about what energy looks like. And when you've done enough work to clear and to raise your frequency and vibration, source is going to move right through you. And when now you're of service, then source is going to send you those clients that you can help.
Yeah, we know, I mean, and that makes perfect sense. The one thing that you said as you were, you know, discussing that, you know, that the people had different individual experiences. So to me, it seems that the modality, in addition to possibly helping one understand energy, you know, and you know, the just the basic operation of it, but also it seems that, you know, it's like for some people, you know, the best way to help them is through a process, something that they can that works into their frame of reference. So, you know, like for example, if laying hands on, you know, in a healing is within their realm of understanding, then that's you doing that then fits into their concept of how healing works. Therefore, it has a great pathway. Versus if you were trying to do something that, you know, it's kind of beyond their understanding, then it seems that it wouldn't be as effective, you know, because they're not ready, so to speak. You know what I mean? I mean,
absolutely. Isn't that the truth? That's an absolute truth. So you see, you know, and that makes so much sense. Even when I'm working on someone and I work on people through Skype and over the phone, right, because that's just the nature of doing this type of work, I don't have to touch anyone. I just connect. And so we're on a conversation having this exchange and the energy comes in. And so to the degree that they are in belief that something is going to happen and they leave themselves open to allow, then source can come in and do what source needs to do for their best and highest good in that moment. If you don't have, but for example, I had a lady who called in, and she had migraine headaches for 20 years. And she knew that I could clear it. I'm like, okay. And so I tapped in, did the work. It was gone. And 6 months later, she sent an email, my migraine headache is still gone. Thank you.
Yeah. Well,
but
you
have to believe that, right?
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. And, you know, and that's the one thing that, you know, that it seems, you know, I often use the example, you know, people who believe in a particular religion, when they go into the afterlife, they're going to be greeted by a situation that supports their beliefs. You know, I mean, it's going to kind of ease the shift in. You know, if you're, you know, if you're Buddhist, you're not going to be necessarily met by Jesus, maybe Buddha. You know what I mean? Or, you know, that kind of thing. That it's kind of like
you're going to go to where you are a vibrational match to.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. Well, you know, Dennis also had a great another question. I'm going to say right now because, and then we'll go back to our topic. But he wanted to know that, you know, how this shift in human consciousness, where is it going to? I mean, this is kind of speculative, or maybe even the benevolent being kind of showed you. But where is this leading us to? You know, what is the what does the future look like with an awakened globe?
Dennis, I'm so glad you're on the call.
Thank
you.
Yeah. He loves your energy, by the way, so yeah.
Thank you. So, you know, this is beautiful, and they have shown me. Oh, my God. Okay, so first I have to tell this story real quick. October of 2014, I was guided for the first time that I needed to go to Mount Shasta. And prior to this experience that I had where my grandmother, who has transitioned, came to me and said, well, it's a long story, but I wound up 3 weeks later on Mount Shasta doing my, you know, journey. And with my eyes open, I walked through all 12 levels of 5D. At one level, literally this white wall came in and split the dimension. And when I was standing there looking at 5D, imagine having 3D glasses on and being able to see all sides of everything from your perspective of where you're standing. And there was this beautiful golden glittery energy coming off of everything. Everything was alive and vibrant and brilliant. The colors are just amazing. And as I walk through to the next level and the next level, the rays of God one by one descended into me, as did the violet flame. But at the 12th level of 5D, the kingdom appeared to me. And let me tell you, that is magnificent. It was like looking at this beautiful emerald city with a big golden path. It was amazing. And so we were going, 5D is real. It's vibrant, it's full of life, it's full of energy. And so as we do this process to end, to transition across that beautiful golden bridge and to transition, we move into a higher realm, a higher reality, a higher earth. And in that space, everything is brilliant, everything is alive, everything has love and mutual respect, everything is connected, and we are one, but we are still expressed as self. And so that's where this is going. It's going into the seventh and final golden age. And we're here to usher in that golden age. You know, the Lemurians, all of these ancient civilizations that disappeared, they went into a golden age. And that's where we're going. We're moving into a time where we are reconnected with our divine God selves. And we get to live in that beautiful Shambhala instead of in this 3D lack and fear and time is money matrix. We move into there is no such thing as time and everything is in love and harmony matrix.
Mm-hmm.
That's what's happening. We're shifting.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
It does. I understand that. So will that be an end to the 3D existence? I mean,
it's an end to the. So here's the thing. So remember,
okay.
I said that there's a choice. So those who choose to do the work and raise their vibration, they're shifting, and they'll be the ones going. And and they love 3D, and they still have more life lessons, and they're still expanding. No path is wrong. All roads eventually lead home. So, there are going to be some who do and some that don't, and it's all perfect.
Okay. All right. Well, good. I understand. Now, can you give the listeners any suggestions on what we can do to raise our vibration?
Wow. There are simple things, because it needs to be something that we focus on daily. So, you know, mm-hmm. God is simple and nothing has to be complex. Something as simple as smiling, right? You know, where I live in Henderson, we still have lots of birds come into the backyard, and rabbits will run across the street and come into the backyard. And every time I see a rabbit running across the street, I know they're coming to my backyard. I run to the refrigerator and I pull out, I buy organic baby carrots and I throw them out back for them. And I just wait for them to come over and I'm like, find the carrots, find the carrots. And I stand there and I watch them eat. And that brings me joy.
Yeah.
And in that joy, it's raising my frequency. So it's all those little things. It's about choosing to be happy. It's a muscle. Practice being happy. Watch things on television that make you feel good. Don't watch the news and watch those low vibrational things pulling you down. In every moment, choose to do something that's going to raise your vibration. So if you don't watch things about the politicians and who's running for office, none of it matters, folks, because we were going into this golden age. Guess what? They're not going. It's not going to be like that. So focus on what you want. Don't focus on what you don't want and what doesn't matter. And as you begin to see your world with those rose-colored glasses, you're raising your vibration. Play with your children. Play music. You know, it's so funny. Spirit had me, you know those adult coloring books?
Oh, yeah.
That seem to be really popular. So Spirit had me order some. I'm like, okay. So I ordered them, and I ordered the markers and the crayons and the pencils. And then Spirit said, now invite your friends, all those little spiritual ladies you know, invite them over for a coloring circle. I'm like, really? Okay. So I sent a text to everyone. I said, okay, we're going to have a coloring circle. Anyone in? Well, they all said yes. And so we've had two so far, right? And so the first Saturday of the month, we meet at my house. I have a nice big round dining room table. I go and I buy all sorts of healthy little treats. And we sit, we put, everyone gets a book. They pull out a page and we have all the markers and the crayons and the pencils at the center of the table. And we all sit for hours playing music and we're coloring. And so, you know, usually we listen to nice new age metaphysical type music, but the last time one of the ladies said, you know what, I could go for some really old-fashioned R&B, that dance stuff. I'm like, really? So I go and I change the channel on the satellite to that type of music, and all of a sudden we're up doing a Soul Train dance line.
And
we all had the most fun. And all the beings were in dancing with us. And, you know, Kuan Yin came in, and we were having a blast. It was the divine sacred women just having a wonderful time. That is how you raise one's frequency and vibration.
Okay. Yeah, well, I know Henderson. I used to live in Las Vegas, and I know Henderson really well. It's wonderful down that way.
Isn't
you know,
it?
And
yeah.
Yeah, it is. It is. You know, and, you know, you were talking about the rabbit and that kind of thing. I think anything that we can do when we're in nature, it seems that, you know, that whole thing, just being
yeah.
with nature.
Hugging a tree. Yeah, mm-hmm. taking a walk in the night. Path and in, I mean, all of those things in nature, you know, appreciating the water, the ocean, the beach, the trees, hugging the tree, really connecting into all of these things. They have so much life force energy. So tap into it. You know, it's absolutely beautiful. I will just go stand outside and I will chant. And when I open my eyes, I see the rods, you know, the little the energy of creation that holds everything together, I will see it all. I will look up above trees and see gold glitter coming off and energy coming off from the tops of the trees. And so all of that stuff is what we can do. You don't have to do it daily, but do it as often as you're reminded to do it. And all of those things, as you do the work to clear, then do those things that make you feel good, right, that bring you joy, sing, all of that stuff. And that's how you continue daily to raise your frequency.
Okay. And then it's just a process of just reinforcing that, just repetition, and then it becomes, I guess it then becomes part of our being, you know, once we
Absolutely.
Do it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Enough.
So, mm-hmm. Yeah. So it's kind of like removed from that conscious.
Right?
Yeah, exactly. Okay. Wow. Well, guys, we're down to like the last 5 minutes. This has just flown by. I really enjoyed our conversation. Now, is there anything, any maybe thoughts that you may want to share with the listeners that we didn't cover that you would really kind of want to share with them?
Well, if I had to say one thing, it would be this. Wherever you are, Dennis and everyone listening, wherever you are is absolutely perfect. You're not broke. You're not broken. And so it's to, in this moment of your new awareness, what does that look like for you? And so it's baby steps, right? In every moment, be aware. And if you can do that and just start to become aware of where you are in any given moment, that's going to move you so far ahead. And so that's the thing. It's baby steps. And love yourself through the process. And really appreciate yourself. Have gratitude that you said yes and that you're here stepping into that power of what that yes looks like for you.
Okay. Well, that's great. Gosh, and people can find you at your website, correct? Dr.
Absolutely.
Advise.com.
So
okay.
Yep, and it's on your site. So it's DREDWIGE. So www.DREDWIGE.com. And, you know, I actually have a mentoring program. So if you want to, you'll see that on my website. And I'm starting a monthly webinar series next month, You're Not Crazy, You're Awakening. And so every month we get together live and we'll be able to go over, you know, these things. You get to ask whatever questions. I'll do a group process. And then we'll take an aspect of this awakening and dissect it so that you really have a clear understanding. And if you want the more hands-on one-on-one with me, then you can sign up for a session or sign up for my mentoring program. So, you know, there you have it. Thank you.
Great. Lots of ways to connect. Well, that's great. Well, I really enjoyed our chat today. I really want to thank you for taking the time to share with us and really look forward to following you and finding out more about what happened. So thank you very much, Dr. Advise, for joining us today.
Thank you, Robert. My pleasure.
Great. Again, everyone, today my very special guest has been Dr. Advise. You can find out more. She's the author of You're Not Crazy, You're Awakening, Journey to Discovering Your Soul Purpose. And again, you can find out more by visiting her website, www.DrAdvise.com, DREDWIGE.com. And again, I do have a direct link to her website in the show page description. So everyone, I want to thank you for joining us for this edition of the Bringing Inspiration to Earth show. And until we meet again. Thank you for tuning in. You've been listening to the Bringing Inspiration to Earth show. Be sure to visit our website at www.biteradio.me. That's biteradio.me. You can also find us on Facebook and Twitter at Byte Radio Me. And our shows are also available as a free podcast from iTunes. And until we meet again, remember to be a bright light by bringing inspiration to your world and to the lives of those you touch.